New Dimensions Radio has been making a difference on our planet since 1973, thanks to the generosity of our listeners. You too can help make a difference with a tax-deductible donation or membership. Please visit our website, newdimensions.org, and just click the donate button. We at New Dimensions thank you for your support. It is only through a change in human consciousness that the world will be transformed. The personal and the planetary are connected. As we expand our awareness of mind, body, psyche, and spirit, and bring that awareness actively into the world, so also will the world be changed. This is our quest as we explore new dimensions. You're listening to a New Dimensions Archive Edition, recorded in 1991.
From San Francisco, New Dimensions Radio presents The Wisdom of Joseph Campbell, featuring the distinguished mythologist in conversation with host Michael Toms. These intimate radio conversations, recorded between 1975 and 1987, reflect the personal friendship they enjoyed, as well as their mutual appreciation for ideas and the world of myth.
Hello, this is Michael Toms. Welcome to the ninth program in our 13-part exploration of the wisdom of Joseph Campbell. In our previous program, we heard Joseph Campbell discuss a variety of subjects, including how to begin a study of myth, the impact of mythic themes as used in popular culture, such as films, the gradual erosion of myth in our society, and the spiritual hunger which has resulted. In this program, Joseph begins with a personal reflection on the roots of his own interest in mythology, and goes on to offer his insights into the essence of Eastern philosophy as it has come to the West. He also discusses the spirituality of primitive cultures and the gifts they offer modern society, the nature of the vision quest, facing the demons of our self-imposed limitations, the problems of remaining active in life while also being compassionate and turning the other cheek, plus much more. This conversation took place in October 1980, when Joseph was 76. We began with a question about Joseph's early childhood introduction to the world of myth. Joseph, beyond the Buffalo Bill's Wild West show and the Totem Room at the Museum of Natural History, how did you really become, beyond that, become interested in mythology and the study of mythology? What happened?
Well, I think I would have to put it back to having been brought up a Roman Catholic and taking it very, very seriously as a boy, and realizing as I was reading the American Indian myths that the same forms were appearing there in a totally different culture context. And very early, I became interested in this comparative realization. And then in my university years, I was specializing in literature of the Middle Ages, and there the Arthurian traditions, and back of that, of course, the classical mythologies. These brought forth the same images again in a context that was that of the Christian tradition and yet inflected toward the more universal point of view that is that of the comparative approach. So this was it.
Much of your work is focused on the East, the Orient, and Oriental philosophies and the spiritual traditions of the Orient. How did you first become interested in that area?
Well, that happened when I was a student in Europe. Actually, I met on a steamer back, I think it was 1924, Jiddu Krishnamurti and Roger Gopal, his friend, and his brother Nityananda, who died the next year. And that was my first encounter with the Orient at all. And a young woman who was on the boat was associated with them, and she gave me a copy of Edwin Arnold's Light of Asia, which is the life of the Buddha, which was the first I ever heard of all this. And then when I went to Europe as a student, I started, after a year in Paris,